Republican Christine Canning recently announced her bid for a Western Massachusetts state Senate seat. Democrat Ben Downing said in January that he is retiring after 10 years representing the Berkshire, Franklin, Hampshire, and Hamden district. Thomas Wallace of Pittsfield has also taken out nominating papers for the Republican nomination. Adam Hines and Andrea Harrington are campaigning for the seat, while fellow Democrat Ronaldo Delgado has pulled nominating papers but is still considering a full-out run. Canning spoke with WAMC about why she's seeking the Senate seat.
I have watched this county, first of all, have facts that show that there's $20,000 less in annual incomes. When I started to realize that many of the state contracts stay between Worcester and Boston, the state does not end at Worcester. We still exist. I also found that there were a lot of job-embedded practices that were a little incestuous or nepotism, and I really feel that it's time to look at consolidation, better ways to spend taxpayer money, and to really look at how I can use my skills and my education, because I'm earning my doctorate right now in education, to really help better everything. Because when you get better schools, your housing prices go up. And I think sometimes it might be good because I'm almost, even though I was born here, I left and worked overseas in many different places to be able to come back as an outsider and say, hey, GE pretty much has gone. SABIC is leaving. We need something to replace it. But currently what we have are things that are still resonating from the 1980s and 90s. That's 30, 40 years ago when you think about it. I really want to look at business without borders, e-commerce. And for me, I found that with the workplace development here, they're still stuck in a time error. I have to go to Boston and New York City for these same trainings. I think the trainings need to come here.
Canning, who has taught in Western Massachusetts schools and overseas, says there does need to be some regionalization of area schools. She calls herself a whistleblower, having reached a settlement with Pittsfield Public Schools in 2009 after claiming she was improperly fired after raising concerns about drug use, discrimination, and violence among students. Canning is skeptical of the Berkshire County Education Task Force, made up of school and community leaders, which is looking at the issue.
I'm a person that goes really by data and research. And if you look at the numbers, we are declining. So you cannot afford to keep some of these schools open. I mean, it's almost a physical fitness test. However, here's the thing. My concern is when I look at the coalition task force, if some of the people who brought the problems that we have in Berkshire County are back reinventing themselves, for example, and nesting themselves a job in the future as, let's say, regional superintendent. So I want to be careful not to support someone who may have an ulterior motive. And I'm not saying they do, but there's always a possibility. I do agree with them in the area of there has to be research on this. However, I do have issue when I understand they want to ask for $180,000 tax dollars to get a study done. When they had a study done in 2007, it's my understanding only a few people read the 150 pages and never implemented it in 2012. So let's say they take this tax money, they go ahead, they do this study. The reality is in 5 years' time, it will most likely be outdated, and because the demographics are going to change. Also, they're not really sure what their study questions are. I have not seen them. So I would be leery to say, yes, I support it 100% till I can see where they're going with it. Do I think they're on the right track? Yes, I do. And there are some people on that committee who I have had disagreements with, but I don't think they're necessarily wrong. I think they're on the right track, but I think they have to look at the greater picture and where this is going. I think if they are, they have to, when it does come into play, step aside and let people who might have worked in a super regional district take it over so that we don't have the same job-embedded practices that have left us with level 3 and 4 schools as it is.
Calling herself pro-business, Canning says she does not support Kinder Morgan. The energy company is proposing the controversial Northeast Energy Direct pipeline that would cut through Western Massachusetts. She blasted the company's push to get state approval to cut across protected land near Sandusfield for its Connecticut expansion project, which FERC has approved.
And I also don't like the way that they played politics. I'm very straightforward and transparent. And the fact that they went to the eastern end of the state to try to force the western end of the state, when half the time they don't even realize we exist, to try to force our hands to get it go through lands that are protected. I am shocked that the EPA has not stopped them. And that just talks to me of corporate greed, and that's a point where I will stop. I do not agree with that.
Stopping short of calling for a full-service hospital, Canning says there does need to be more medical services in the Northern Berkshires 2 years after the closure of North Adams Regional Hospital.
I have gone to a lot of the conversations for drug coalitions. People are coming for help. I talked to one police chief who started to tell me how they had sent people to get some help. That particular day on Summer Street, when they went up for the services, they only had so many beds available. So these people go for help, yet there's no beds available, and it doesn't make sense. We need to have services for people. You can't complain they're on drugs, they're on this issue, we can give them help, yet there's no room for them. So I do think there's a need. Do we need to restructure it? Probably. You know, we may not need, for example, a particular unit for one particular issue. We need to rethink it, but do I think we need something? Yes, we do. And also, if there was a heart attack, a diabetic attack, someone having to go from North Adams to Pittsfield, you're talking a minimum of 25 minutes, even if you don't hit traffic. You know, I do feel there is a need. I know there's an emergency room, but from what I understand, they're overworked right now.